crowds. The Kremlin says 11 suspects have been detained, including four directly related to last night's attack. The Islamic State group said it's responsible. However, Sergei Markov, a former spokesman for Vladimir Putin, claims Ukraine is behind the assaults.
I am 99% sure that Ukrainian authorities took part in organizing of this terrorist attack. So the style of terrorist attack very much differ from the style of Islamists. So they are not Islamists.
He denies any involvement. An historian and author believes the Princess of Wales undergoing treatment for cancer will leave a hole in the royal family as she steps back from engagements. The King is also being treated for the disease, meaning two senior royals are not able to perform official duties. Sir Anthony Seldon says it's not ideal, but it's not a disaster.
If you look back in history, the times of crisis for the monarchy has been when either there hasn't been a successor or there's been a disputed successor. I view it more as just something that is deeply regrettable, but something that I think the public understands. I mean, how can they not understand illness?
The governor of the Bank of England says the prospect of interest rate cuts this year are not unreasonable. Andrew Bailey is increasingly confident inflation's falling towards the target of 2%. A union group wants young workers left out of pocket to demand an overhaul of the minimum wage system. The TUC says more than 700,000 18- to 20-year-olds are paid the lower rate. Svengo and Eriksson says it's like a dream to be taking charge of the Warfrey charity match at Anfield this afternoon. He received the invitation after being diagnosed with terminal pancreatic cancer. And Cameron Diaz and her husband Benji Madden have welcomed their second child. The couple announced the birth of Cardinal on Instagram. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. How are we? Well, you're listening to the Weekend Wind Up.
And in my dreams it feels knows about the things that I've been through with you. There were times I drive you nearly mental. But when you're mad, you're still beautiful. And I know that I'm punching way above. So lucky that we fell in love. Sometimes I wonder, am I enough? Cause you could have someone without a belly or a temper. Perfect teeth, hair growing where it's meant. You know my lips are all I can hold against you. This is all that I'll ever need, you and I. You do when people take advantage of you. Your heart is pure and so beautiful. And I know that it's just the way you are. Father's eyes, but mother's daughter. And you tell me that you don't give enough. Now I found someone. The boxes that I wanted. If your love is all I ever wanted, set my heart on fire. I needed something. This is all I wanted to be. A belly or a temper, perfect teeth, hair growing where it's meant to. You know my lips are all I can hold against you. This is all that I'll ever need. You and I, you and I.
Some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good afternoon. As I said, welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. How are you? Hope you're having a great weekend and a good Saturday. Great show for you today. It's brand new music. A really good Danny's Choice today. Love it. Cover for another Take 5. All the usual smatterings to make your day go quicker. Why not get in touch, drop me a line, you can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Come straight into the studio, so I'll pick that up. Or on social media, The Weekend Wind-Up. And I hope you have a great weekend. As I said, you've had a good week. Looking forward to spending 3 hours in your company today. And if you've got any requests, any shout-outs, any birthdays or farewells or whatever, just get in touch. As I say, you can email me and I will happily read them out for you. Thanks to Keith for another cracking show. You know, good guys. Send him loads of love. Proud to call him a friend. But great music for you today anyway, as I said. We've got some new stuff coming up from Justin Timberlake. Usher. Who else? Who else? But Keith Urban. It's amazing, isn't it? I spent like hours yesterday finding new tracks and doing stuff and downloading. And I wake up today and I've forgotten everything. But that's age for you. Anyway, one of those new tracks, as I've just mentioned, is Usher with Jungkook as well. I'm going to play it for you now. We're liking this an awful lot. This is the brand new single. And this is called Standing Next to You.
At Active Signs Expressions Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Every time the phone rings, I hope it is you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want it for you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, you could blame you. Glad your mama made you. You
to you, I guess I'm selfish.
Oh, I love that. That's Justin Timberlake, as you know, with Selfish. Now, I want to remind you, there's an event going on today. So if you are out and about and you fancy popping in and grabbing yourself some much-needed gifts or some nice cakes and whatever, there is an Easter market and artisan craft fair on Shenfield Parish Hall in Hutton Road, Shenfield. Now, this is on from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. today. And the Crafty Cow Markets are hosting an Easter market and artisan craft fair where they're going to be offering new bespoke handcrafted gifts, including jewellery, soaps, jam, wax melts, crystals, cakes, clothing and much more. You can go along, you can support your local artisan businesses and pick yourself up a lovely handmade gift you won't find on High Street. And the event is actually being held in support of Haven's Hospice as well, which is great. It's a free entry. Even better. And there's free parking, even better than that. And it's open from 10 till 4 today. So pop along. That is at the Shenfield Parish Hall, 60 Hutton Road in Shenfield. And it's the Easter Market and Artisan Craft Fair. This is Shazlan Lewis. All I can hear is State of Independence with this. I don't know about you, but this is a track.
FM Travel News.
Okay, I've got your first travel update of the day from me today. And the roads are not looking too bad. There's a few problem areas. Now, the usual Wilson's Corner on the A128. As you head up towards there, busy as usual. And the Brook Street roundabout, exceptionally busy at the moment as well. Now, there is a problem. If you are on the M25 and you're going to go to Kent, there's a problem on the bridge. It looks like one lane is closed at the moment and traffic is being held on the other side coming through the tunnel, which is causing an immediate backlog. So just avoid the bridge if you are going over to Kent. I maybe get half an hour or so and I'll be able to update you again. But at the moment, it's not looking too great. Bongo and Roadworks in Ingrave and Herongate causing some problems. The same in Hutton as well as you head towards Billericay. But apart from that, roads are not looking too bad. All other main roads are running okay at the moment. Now, underground, That's also not too bad. There is a closure on the central line and also track. Apart from that, all other services running okay. Services into Liverpool Street with Greater Anglia showing as okay, as are services into Fenchurch Street with C2C. So all in all, pretty good. But as we know, that could change, so I'll be able to update you in the next hour.
Let me tell you. Girl, you my little boo thing. So I'll give a hoot what you say, girl. I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Put a little gold in the teeth and it fit good, so I took the doors off. Okay, I see a brother holding your seat, no beef, but I'm trying to get released. Don't take my time to be around. I can keep it chill like the Soviet blunt. I'ma keep it real when your man long gone. If you're looking for a friend, you can have a girl. What's the job? If you book 10, that's fiction. I'm outside, no picture. You want me? Don't pick up. To the back, you a 10, baby, but I'm the one. Hey, to the back, to the front. You a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. You my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do say, girl. I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Girl, you got me. I'm singing. Say, girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know.
Two mice fell into a bucket of cream. Here's two guys that fell into a radio station to talk about movies on Phoenix FM.
Mr. Mark Searby is with us with the Phoenix film and DVD review. Hello!
Hi, Spencer, and did you notice nobody gave a round of applause there?
Well, they did, but silently. Someone said to me, you got a round of applause for people that had gloves on, and I love that saying. So, they were doing it, you just couldn't hear it.
Okay,
Okay,
I'll take your word for it. It's nice, that's nice, yes, thank you for that. Yes.
So how are we doing? What delights await us today?
Well, it's an interesting week. It's an interesting week because we are now slowly moving into blockbuster season. And obviously with the school holidays coming up as well here in the UK, you can see that there's going to be movies coming out that are aimed at the family as well. So big blockbuster out this week. Big blockbuster. This is Ghostbusters. Empire. Did you see the previous Ghostbusters movie, Afterlife?
One with Paul Rudd?
Yes.
Yes, I did, yes.
Did you enjoy it? What were your thoughts?
I'll be honest, it took me a little bit of time to get into it, from memory. I've only seen it once, but I did enjoy it, and I particularly like, I won't spoil it, the ending, I particularly liked, you know, what happened. I did like it. I did like it.
I'm the same as you, Spencer. I really enjoyed it. I thought it breathed new life into the franchise while also, you know, harking back to the original movies in a very nice way without it being too cliched of looking back. And I agree with you about the ending. And, you know, we don't want to spoil it because, I mean, no. It only came out in 2020. Two and a half years ago, something like that.
It must have been pretty quickly afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. So now this new one, obviously you've got the new Ghostbusters with Paul Rudd and Carrie Coon in there, and then the kids as well. But also in this one, you've got the old Ghostbusters. It's not a spoiler. They're on the poster. They're in the trailer. So we're not spoiling that at all. The question that I had in my mind on this one was, can this follow-up sustain the entertainment level that we got with Ghostbusters Afterlife? And the answer is yes. Yes, it can. because this is another excellent Ghostbusters movie that I think has something for everyone. So, once again, there are loads of nods and callbacks to the original Ghostbusters movies. I even caught a little joke in there about the Ghostbusters cartoon series as well. I'm sure it was. I mean, that's just showing my age, really.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, very popular. Very popular cartoon series on a Saturday morning. Highly worth checking out. Still really good. Lots of callbacks to the original Ghostbusters. So anybody who grew up with the original Ghostbusters is going to like this one as well because of that. You know, just enough. Not too much, just enough. However, what it also does, and it did this with Ghostbusters Afterlife as well, and it's doing it now with Frozen Empire, is that it pushes the franchise forward. It takes this new generation of Ghostbusters, and Ghostbusters fans, I guess, and says, here we go, we've got all new stuff. So with the Ghostbusters here, the new Ghostbusters, they have their own storyline. They have to work out how everything works because they're now the owners of the infamous New York City firehouse, which has been gifted to them, shall we say, by Winston Zeddemore, who is a philanthropist. We know this from the first movie, who's trying to keep the Ghostbusters alive with loads of different things. So he's given them this firehouse. The problem is that the containment unit, you remember the containment unit when they put the Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
So it's on the fritz. It's a rumbling and it's breaking the walls, basically, and it's splitting open. Cue a storyline about a mythical being and loads of cool exposition on mythical being, where it came from, how are they going to stop it? Typical Ghostbusters stuff, basically. And yes.
If it ain't broke.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. If it ain't broke, continue to do it. Yet somehow this feels quite fresh. It feels quite modern. You know, you look at the Ghostbusters, the original two couple of Ghostbusters movies, and that in terms of that sort of mythology, it still works, but there's sort of a date with it, I think. And that's fine. But this one, very much now, it does help that you have Paul Rudd in the film as well, because he's such a great comedic presence in everything he does when it's comic. He's got this sort of bumblingness that's just a delight to watch, and I think it works really well opposite the actual Spengler family. You know, he's now with Egon Spengler's daughter. They're in a relationship, and obviously he's sort of kind of stepdad to the kids, but kind of not. There's a whole subplot about that in there, which is really funny. And then you've got the kids in here as well. So the eldest one, he's off and he's doing his own thing. And there's a ghost in the loft of the New York City firehouse that he's dealing with. Then you've got the youngest, Phoebe Spengler, who gets an interesting subplot here. And I think this is a subplot that's got a lot of emotion to it, because it's dealing with growing pains and dealing with that thing that we all go through, which is we want to be an adult before we're an adult, before we're allowed to do anything. And that's what actually is here. So you've got this in amongst all of the, you know, the cool action adventure mythological stuff. You've got a coming of age subplot, and it's done really well. It's done very nicely, and I like that about it. Yeah, the way it's done is very heartwarming, I think.
I think as well, from your description, Paul Rudd is the perfect actor for that sort of role.
Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah, I completely agree. There's a way to bridge that generational divide from the original Ghostbusters, who, you know, look, you think about Bill Murray, you think about Dan Aykroyd, you know, you think about them too. They're kind of like the bumbling character. They're the comedic aspect of this movie, of the original Ghostbusters. You need somebody like that, and Paul Rudd fits that, because the Spengler family in this are not bumbling fools at all. Even the elder, even the son, he's not really. He's much more intelligent. So having somebody like Paul Rudd bridge that gap works very nicely. And Paul Rudd's great as well, you know, let's be honest. And also Paul Rudd doesn't age either, you know. He looks younger now than he did.
He doesn't, does he? No.
He doesn't, no. I think he's got some sort of picture in his loft, to be honest. That's why it's keeping him so young. Anyway, going back to this Ghostbusters movie, one thing I've got to say about this, and this is really important, actually, is that it's, you know, through the years, Ghostbusters has been a huge influence on spooky films, on horror films. And obviously, that's great. It shows you how influential Ghostbusters has been. Well, this film takes a few influences from old horror movies, pre-Ghostbusters. So I'm watching this going, well, that is an influence from Hellraiser. That's an influence from The Fog. And even stuff like The Stone Tape, which is a TV movie made here in the UK in the 1970s. And what it does is it mixes all of these influences up and pushes them into their own story. And it's quite cool to see. It is quite cool. However, there is a word of warning that comes with this. And this is to do with the films that I've just told you about, which is this film might not be suitable for small children. The BBFC have rated it 12A for moderate threat and horror. And I would say that's right. I would say it is a mid to high 12A certificate, basically, because the big evil being, mythological thingamajig, is quite scary. It's really quite scary. When it finally comes out and shows itself, it is scary. As to
the previous film, sorry to interrupt, the previous film had a few kind of quite... I'd have the word scary, but you could say it would affect younger children, the previous film. There were some scenes in it.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, it's in here as well. That's why... So, a bit of a warning if you're going to take younger viewers to see it. I mean, there's no reason why you shouldn't. You know, Ghostbusters is kind of a good action-adventure type movie, but... There are things in there that I think are going to scare some of the smaller people who go to see it. For those of us that grew up watching horror movies when we probably shouldn't have been, there's a lot of cool things in here. You know, that's why I said Hellraiser, The Fog, The Stone Tape. Those movies are kind of in here as well. And I think it's clear that the new filmmakers of Ghostbusters... are huge fans of the franchise. I mean, certainly after the previous movie, which they absolutely nailed. And it's nice to think, after seeing this and really enjoying it, that the franchise is in really good hands. That's what I think about it. I'm excited for another film at some point, because I think this sequel delivers all of the Ghostbusters goodness that you could want from a Ghostbusters movie, not even from the new franchise, from a Ghostbusters movie. It does enough. That's it. You know, what more do you want? Hey, I was entertained. I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
That's all you want, isn't it? That's all you want.
It is, yeah. You know, I was going to say busting makes me feel good, but that's...
Let's just move on. That's shockingly bad.
I'm so sorry. I know.
Back in the class for you, my friend.
I can't deliver a line like that like Mr. Rudd can. Let's say that.
Who can?
This is true. This is true.
Right, what's next on the list?
So, also in cinemas this week is an animated movie called Robot Dreams. And this is also set in New York City. It's during the 1980s, where a robot and a dog become friends. They go on loads of adventures together, but also get into some serious misfortunes together. Sure. Okay. This is based on a graphic novel by Sara Varen. I have to say, I've not read it. I don't know of it. I just saw it in the credits. That was it. This is an absolute delight of a movie. There's no talking in it. It's just sounds and noises and bits of music, and I think it's even better that way. There's no talking dogs, there's no talking robots either. I like the fact that everything is done through communication, the way that they communicate with each other through facial expressions or hand gestures. It's really fun, and it's quite playful as well. I love the way that the robot and the dog became friends. I love the way they went on adventures together. I love the way they got into trouble together. I didn't love it when they split up. That's a little bit emotional. also it's done in such a way that while it might be funny initially, it's also really sad. But this is not a sad movie. This is a movie about friendship, and all the thought comes in. And I think that's why I love this movie so much. It's an easygoing delight of a film with a real subject at the heart of it. It's basically saying it doesn't matter who you are or what you are. If you have a friend, then they will love you through the good times and bad times. And I know that's an obvious
story. Which is
story.
A lovely message, isn't it? Really?
It is. It's absolutely a lovely message. Yeah. And the thing is, you know, me and you, loads of people go, well, yeah, obviously. But sometimes we need it reinforced. Sometimes we need to remember these things. And that's what's happening here, is that it's just reminding you, friends, you know, good friends are there for life. That's the thing. And there's something about the way that this movie does it that is so pure. You know, it's about a robot and a dog becoming friends. Come on, who doesn't want to see that? That to me is just wonderful. Then you've got all the little adventures that they go on as well. It's genuinely funny as well. That's the thing. These adventures that they go on, genuinely funny. I found it a bit of a rarity watching it because it doesn't. It's not a Pixar movie. You know, it's not a DreamWorks movie. It's none of those. It's something completely different.
So it's not, does it feel more, so it's not as big and glossy and as kind of almost formulaic as a Pixar movie?
I'm going to say no to those, but that's an easy answer really, Spencer. I mean, really, the main answer there, the big answer, the long answer is the fact that the animation style is much more adult compared to something big and glossy and whatever else. This is actual wonderful animation where you can see care and attention has been put into it, and it's not, you know, stock footage off the shelf, but it still appeals to all ages. I think, you know, that's the thing about this film, is that it is for all ages. I think it's going to keep the attention of kids and adults alike because of the animation and because of the storyline. It's lovely to look at. It's absolutely wonderful. It really is. It's natural. Like, the animation style in it is really natural. And just the way that the world unfolds in the movie is lovely to look at. It all just fits perfectly. That's the thing. Even down to some of the secondary characters, or even some of the characters that they see on the streets, it's all just lovely. You know, that's the thing with this movie. It's just lovely.
It was like putting on a warm sweater.
That's exactly what it is. Absolutely. Cold day, warm sweater. That's exactly what this movie is. I would be
lovely.
Highly surprised if somebody went to see this and did not have a smile on their face through at least 90% of this movie. It is absolutely wonderful. I genuinely hope people give this movie a chance, because as I said, it's not Pixar, it's not DreamWorks, so, you know, it unfortunately it needs a bit more of a push, and that's what I'm trying to do. So I genuinely hope people take a chance on this, because it is such a delight, and on top of it all, it's really funny.
Well, I'm going to be. It sounds glorious. I'm going to add it to the list. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. And what do we have lined up for next week?
Next week, Kung Fu Panda 4.
Oh, I have jinxed it. I have jinxed it.
But do you know what? I'm a Kung Fu Panda fan. I like Kung Fu Panda. I'm a big fan of it. I'm a huge Jack Black fan. So, you know, anything Jack Black is going to watch. But Kung Fu Panda, I think, has got better with each movie. The third one is absolutely brilliant. Now we've got a fourth. So we'll be talking about that, because that's out in cinemas next week. Then also out next week on DVD is another murder mystery movie. And this is called Eileen. And it stars an actor who I really like, but she hasn't really quite broken into the mainstream yet. Thomasin McKenzie. She joins forces with Anne Hathaway in this murder mystery. It's called Eileen.
I don't know her. Don't know her.
Trust me, I'm going to be talking about her a lot next week, Spencer. Trust me about it.
Okay.
And then if you subscribe to the podcast, we will do Wish, which is the latest movie from Disney Pixar, which hits DVD and Blu-ray next week. So we will talk about that.
Oh, yeah, I do think I might have jinxed it for next week. I do think. We shall see. Thank you, mate. Appreciate that. Have a great weekend, and thanks for those recommendations. Looking forward to watching them.
That's a pleasure. Absolute pleasure. And have a good weekend.
You too. Take care.
Miss this week's film reviews? Then listen again on phoenixfm.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Just one of the reasons why I've got him by my side today. He was too good to be forgotten. Now
what I came here for.
The new one from Crowded House there, Oh Hi, brand new to our A-list. Hope you're enjoying the show, loving being in your company today. Want a big shout out to Marissa. Marissa messaged in, what a lovely name, Marissa, messaged in to say, loving Phoenix 98 FM, recently moved to the area and started listening a couple of weeks, so enjoying lots of different shows. Thank you, my love, we appreciate it. Welcome to the family, we love it, and we always have a room for people, so thank you. And Sophie has also messaged in to say, loving the tunes today, so could I, any chance I could play anything by Kylie later? Oh God, of course I can, you know me, I will play it. But before I do that, today's Danny's Choice. Oh, Danny's pulled it out of the bag today. He really has. What a legend this man is. He has picked a song. And it's weird because when Danny sent this to me, I know the song really well. But for some reason, I didn't know the title of it. I don't know why. So when it came through, I thought, oh, I don't know what that is. And of course, the minute I put it on, I heard the opening bars. I completely know what it is because I love the song. But it's rather random. I just didn't realise that was the title of it. So Dan, thanks for today. A great choice. This is The Coral.
Maybe we're not just strangers, you and me. We were lovers in a crossfire, growing.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.